KC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
This devotional is titled The Most Important Thing in Relationships and Marriage, authored by Dunamis and Sophia Okunowo. Dear Pastor, what is the most important thing in a relationship or marriage? A relationship or marriage is like a building. A family is something you build. It is like a project, an assignment based on a covenant and not just a contract. This is why the concept of agreement in a relationship or marriage is very powerful. One of the most important ingredients of a successful relationship or marriage is agreement. The scripture attests to this by saying, "Can two work together except they be agreed?" Amos chapter 3 verse 3, King James Version. Two people who intend to become one flesh need to work together except they want to tear themselves apart. In order to work together, they have to be in agreement. This involves agreement at all levels, mental, spiritual, and even when it comes to physical attraction. This is also why it is not advisable to go into a relationship or marriage for wrong reasons. This devotional is a devotional for women, a devotional for men, and a devotional for young ones. If you have been following it for a while, you would have known the mind of God when it comes to relationships and marriage. A relationship or marriage is like a building. In the book of Proverbs, a home is likened to a building. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 1, King James Version. Here, it's not talking about a physical building, but marriage as an institution. In order for them to build together, they must be agreed. In Genesis 11, we all know that story. Men came together and wanted to build a structure whose top will reach into the heavens. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." Genesis chapter 11 verse 4, King James Version. They were in agreement and they were going to have their objective achieved. Even God could see they were going to succeed because they were in agreement. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do." Genesis chapter 11 verse 6, King James Version. God had only one option to stop them: to tamper with their agreement. God tampered with their agreement by confounding their language. "Go to, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." Genesis chapter 11 verse 7, King James Version. We see from here that agreement is powerful. For agreement to function, there must be one language. If you are in a relationship and you're speaking different languages, it is a matter of time before that relationship crumbles. You will soon wear yourself out with arguments because you will never understand yourselves. If you are married, you must seek to speak the same language so that you can be in agreement and so that your prayer will not be hindered. This is why two people from different faiths can find it difficult to achieve much in life. Even the same faith but different doctrinal beliefs will have serious challenges in a marriage. They will use precious time that should have been invested in the things of the Spirit to argue about irrelevant nonsense. As a single, go along and walk along with somebody you are fully in agreement with so that you will not be weary early in your journey. Is that not why the scripture says you should not be unequally yoked? Marriage is a journey in itself, and two people cannot work together except they be agreed. If you're married and you're not agreed, you need to work at it and pray a lot that God will line you up and make you come into agreement, so that the benefit that lies in agreement can be yours. When two people agree on anything, God will do it. It is the greatest blessing of marriage. But a man or woman who is compromising and is being unfaithful can never be in agreement and will speak different languages. When this happens, the marriage becomes an experience of Babel, where there will be confusion and scattering. God's plan for your relationship and marriage is not a Tower of Babel experience, but a Day of Pentecost experience, where they heard each other in their language and there was perfect understanding. May God grant you more understanding. Confession for today. I receive grace to walk in agreement with my loved one. Prayer for today. Lord, teach me to stay in agreement with my spouse or spouse-to-be. Thought for the day. Come, we'll go down and gobble their speech so they won't understand each other. Genesis chapter 11 verse 7, Message Translation. Action plan for the day. Study agreement and the scripture. Use a concordance. Thank you and God bless you. This devotional was read by Paul Alumona.
This is KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.